Blog Talk Radio.
We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. For he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Yes, he is worthy, our God is worthy. Yes, he is worthy to be praised. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, we do thank you as we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for bringing us up to this point in time. God, we thank you for your love, your care, your grace, your mercy, your protection, your provisions, your blessings upon us, Father. We thank you for the gift of life. Father God, we thank you for eternal life. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your angels, your spirit, your power. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. Oh, God, you're an awesome God. Hallelujah. We come to say thank you for everything. In all things, we give you thanks. As we come on this morning, Father God, we want to confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Father God, anywhere we have come short of your glory, we ask that you would forgive us even right now, Father God. And we thank you for your faithfulness to do so. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Father God, we thank you for the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We thank you for every ministry partner. Father God, we thank you for their families. Father God, we thank you for our destinies. Father God, we can go on and on and on. Father God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be sufficient for us to bless you and thank you, Father God, for your goodness unto us. So, Father God, now we embrace the gifts of this brand new day. We thank you for it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And now we surrender the day back over to you, Father God, that you would unfold this day according to your will being done, Father God, on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people will be edified. Satan is horrified, Father God, and we have the victory in Christ Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Now, Father God, as you taught your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the living God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you. Amen. And welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you. Amen. And we ask that you would have a seat at the breakfast table. Amen. Spiritual Breakfast for Champions is about to be served. And we want to bless God. Amen. For you joining in with us on this morning. Amen. Amen. We pray that everybody had a lovely, 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 lovely weekend. Glory be to God that whatever you did, amen, we pray, amen, that Jesus Christ, amen, was on your mind. Amen. Glory be to the living God. Amen. Got a little bit of snow over here in the East Coast and the Philadelphia area. Nothing really much. Amen. Just a little coating. Amen. Got a little slippery for a little bit, but we made it. Amen. And the Lord continues to bring us through. Amen. So we don't know what this day looks like, but we just want to give God the praise. Amen. That God holds today. Amen. So it's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good week. Amen. Because it's a good life, because we serve a good God. Hallelujah. And we're holding on to his goodness. And we bless be the name of Jesus. Amen. We did air on yesterday. Glory be to God. Our Sunday services, amen, was on five different platforms. So we do want to apologize. And glory be to God. We're still getting everything together. Amen. So it's not on our Facebook Live. Amen. On our main Facebook page. It was not there live. We had to put it back on afterwards. But we're learning. Amen. Glory be to God. It aired live on three platforms. Some of you found us. Amen. God bless you for your diligence. Amen. So we now have added the other platform. And we think we found a way to continue to blog radio on Sundays, at least for a little while. Amen. For those of you who are still trying to learn how to be techie. Amen. Glory be to God. But you're going to have to put a little push in it. You're going to have to put a little push. Amen. Because it's a new season. It's a new season. And it's a new day. So we're not leaving Block Radio. Amen. Oh, we're still here Monday through Saturdays. Amen. Glory be to God. But on Sundays, amen, eventually, we're probably going to have to disconnect. So we're going to reconnect. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We're going to be on all the platforms, YouTube, Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. Twitter, LinkedIn. Amen. All the social media platforms. Amen. And then also, we're going to try, amen, we think we came up with something. But Sunday's message, glory be to God, the message that we brought forth live on social media is on Block Radio. We came back at 3 o'clock. We came back at 3 o'clock. Yes, we did. I'm telling you, if the Lord wants me to preach two messages every Sunday, I'll preach two messages. If the Lord, whatever the Lord wants me to do, amen, I've already made up my mind, I'm going to do it. Amen, because it's him doing it through me. Amen, glory be to God. So we're going to try it again. Amen, glory be to God. And so we bless be the name of the Lord. So it's a new day. Amen, and we want to thank God for it. We are still celebrating, amen, our Women's History Month. Amen, glory be to God. And we pray that you have been enjoying. Amen. I guess some of you didn't even know it was that many women in the Bible. It's a bunch of us. It's a bunch of us. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, beloved, amen, the scripture tells us in this particular millennium that we're living in, it's about seven women to one man. Better hold on to your man. You better hold on to your man. Glory be to God. It's about seven women to one man. And the Bible says in the last days, amen, that the women are going to be so desperate for a husband, somebody. I had a conversation with somebody the other day, and they said that they think that's why a lot of our women are turning to Islam, so they can get a man. That's another subject for another time. glory be to God. That's another subject for another time. But the Bible did tell us, glory be to God, that they're going to be so desperate just to take the man's last name. They said, look, you don't have to do nothing for me. I'll buy my own ring. You don't have to support me. Just give me your name. Now, that's a spirit of desperation. That's a spirit of desperation. And we'll talk about that some more in our Bible study. Amen. Glory be to God. But anyhow, amen, we've been learning about, amen, the women of the Bible. There's so many of them. I'm telling you. And today, amen, we've talked about some naughty ones, some holy ones, amen, that we got the real treat today, amen, as we talk about, amen, Deborah, amen, however you want to pronounce her name, amen, but I'm telling you, this is a treat today, amen, glory be to God. So coming to us, amen, all the way from the Philadelphia area, glory be to God, amen, our sister Gwendolyn Richardson, we want to thank God for her, glory be to God, her bubbly spirit, amen, glory be to God, and her commitment, amen, and her love, amen, for the Lord, amen, hallelujah, how she loves Jesus. She loves Jesus. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. And she exuberates that love. Amen. To his people. Because let me tell you something. You cannot love God if you don't love God's people. Because that's what the word of God says. Amen. Glory be to God. And so she does love God's people. And she loves God too. Amen. And so without any further ado, amen, we want to introduce some and present to others, amen, our sister Gwendolyn, as she comes, amen, with her exhortation on the Queen Deborah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. And we pray. Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Gwendolyn. How are you?
Good. I'm fine. I'm joyous. I'm happy. I'm thankful. And I'm grateful. Thanking God. This morning.
All right. Now you're going to have to bring it up about two notches.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's much better than the first one. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for serving.
Welcome. Thank you so much. And to everyone. God is so good. He's so gracious. He's so kind. He's all that he said that he is. And Lord, I just yield before your presence right now in the matchless name of Jesus, Father. Just thank you for your kindness and your goodness and everything that you stored upon my life, as well as I pray for others, Father. Certainly, this is the day that you have made, God, and I will rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Just thank you, God, for just allowing me to get up this morning with great joy and prayers and all that you have stored upon my life, Father. And you know I pray the same thing for each and every person, Father, but you know us all, God. So, God, I just want to enter your gates with thanksgiving. I want to enter your courts with praise, being thankful unto you. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. And Lord, I just thank you again, Father, for Reverend Bradford, Father, and the rest of the prayer line, my family, my friends, and my husband, children, grandchildren, Lord, and just thinking about giving honor to the women that have been speaking the word or spoke the word or coming to speak the word. I just honored them this morning, Father, and I was thinking about that. And I was on the line every morning so I could hear it personally. And then later on, I know God allowed me to play the replay button. And, Lord, I'm just so grateful that Reverend Bradford, my dear friend, I call her. She calls me her friend. I just love her so much. So she gave me the privilege and the honor to speak on Deborah. And this is the song of Deborah, because Deborah is a poet and she's a writer. And her and Barack did a lot of praying and singing together. So this is one of her songs of Deborah. This is the song of Deborah. Deborah the prophetess, crowned in victory, crowned by God, onto the high of the Tabor Mountain. She broke into darkness into the depths of the presence of God. She conquered the enemy. This is the history of Deborah, Deborah the judge. When the people were in sin, she brought the order of God onto the height of the Tabor Mountain. She broke into darkness into the depths of the presence of God. She conquered the enemy. This is the history of Deborah, the judge. When the people were in sin, she brought the order of God onto the height of Tabor Mountain. She broke into darkness into the depth of the presence of God. She conquered the enemy. Wake up. Come on. Wake up. Sing and pray. Conquer the world. Come on, Church of Jesus Christ. Give him the glory. Give him all the power. Give him all the victory, because he is our Lord. And I'm getting ready to play one of her songs, one of her theme songs. Now, with God's blessing, I'm going to read some of the things that this wonderful woman of God. Deborah was one of the judges Israel during a time of oppression. She is called a prophetess and the wife of Lapidoth. And I'm going to spell it Lapidoth. The Lord spoke to her as she held court under a tree called the palm of Deborah in Ephraim. The Lord also used her to set her people free and defeat the king of Canaan. Deborah's story is found in Judges chapter 4 and 5. Deborah was Israel's only female judge. Some scholars have suggested that her position as judge was itself a judgment of the weak-willed men of Israel. Because Israel men were unfit to judge, God chose a woman for this job, partly to shame the men who should have taken the leadership. Other commentators believe that Deborah's role as judge was a sign of God comforting presence in the midst of his oppressed and downtrodden people. Now, when Deborah became judge, the Israelites had been subjugated for 20 years by Jabin, king of Canaan. The commander of Jabin's army was named Sisera, and he had 900 iron chariots. Formidable weapons against Israel, foot soldiers. Now you can find that in Judges 4:3. The Israelites were treated very cruelly by Sisera and his army, and Israel's spirit were very low. Deborah described the hardship of living under Jabin and Sisera this way. The highways was abandoned, and the travelers kept to the byways. The villagers seized in Israel, they ceased to be. In other words, people feared to leave their homes. And I lost it. Excuse me, y'all. My words.
Technical difficulty.
In other words, what the people was feared to leave their homes, traveling was very dangerous. God's words come through Deborah to a man of Naphtali named Barak. The message is that he will lead the revolt against Sisera. Barak's response is, I only go if Deborah goes with me, and that's in Judges 4:8. Everyone was afraid of Sisera, including Barak. Deborah agreed to accompany Barak, but she also, excuse me, y'all, because my phone is messing up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll go back to, everyone was afraid of Sisera, including Barak. Deborah agreed to accompany Barak, but she also prophesies that The honor for the victory will belong to a woman, not to the rat. And that's in Judges 4:9. Now, when time came for the battle, God again spoke through Deborah, who prompted Barak to marshal his forces. The Israelites came against the army of Sisera, and God granted the victory. The mighty Sisera himself was brought down by the hands of a woman, just as Deborah had said. As the commander rested after the battle, a woman named Jael drove a tin peg through his head. Who was Deborah in the Bible? We can see that God's power is what matters, regardless of the instrument he chooses to use, man or woman, strong or weak, confident or hesitant. All are strong when they are moved by the God's spirit and filled with his strength. We can also see in Deborah a picture of God's tender care for his people as a mother cares for her children. So Deborah led and nourished Israel. And I thank God so much. And I'm going to break it down. And my theme and title is Embracing God's Call. Deborah was a busy woman, and that's found in Judges 4:5. Said she held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went up to her to have their disputes decided. Deborah was a woman of great wisdom, revelation, and discernment. And the reason why God chose Deborah as a judge, because of her faith, her fairness, her wisdom, and her obedience to the Lord. She was deeply concerned over the ill treatment of her people who were suffering at the hands of their Canaanite enemies. And what did I accomplish reading all of this about Deborah? That she was obeying God's command in a time of crisis. She trusted Jehovah and defeated King Jabin, Israel's oppressor. Now, what lesson did I learn and can you learn from Deborah in the Bible? Deborah was a worshiping warrior. She found encouragement and strength and worship to be obedient to everything the Lord was asking her to do. Her experiences that led her to listen and do the will of God. Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Judges 4:3. She held court under the palm of Deborah between Ramah and Bethel in the hill country of Ephraim. And the Israelites went to her to have their disputes decided. Deborah was a woman of great wisdom, revelation, and discernment, respecting the order of God. She constantly stayed in prayer, and she was respectful and kind, a courageous woman. Now, this is coming from Genesis 35:8. She is the first mentioned by the name in the Torah when she died in a place called Alan Bachet, and I'll spell that name, A-L-A-N-B-A-C-H-A-T. It was a tree of weeping. Genesis 35:8, she was buried by Jacob, who is returning with his large family to Canaan. Now, Deborah was a mother for the people, for Israel. He was courageous. He was called by God to lead at this difficult time. First, she answered the call of God. Second, she was a female military leader. Third, she was a great prophetess. Fourth, she was able in God's power and direction only to recruit a man. Five, she was very faithful to her God. Six, she was the first and only female judge recorded in the Bible. And Lord, I just thank you as the people listen on, because I learned a lot from this beautiful woman of God. And one thing I did learn, and I'm speaking this from not reading or whatever. I did read that not only that she was bold, obedient, kind, and submissive to the Lord, she didn't care what people thought. She did. She only thought of what the God was telling her. That's what made it so beautiful for me to read that. That she didn't have to turn to the east. She didn't have to turn to the west. She turned straight to the hills. All her help and her strength came from. And Lord, I just thank you so much for that, because I was thinking about the women on this prayer line itself, and a lot of us fitted Pastor Bradford, hallelujah, Jesus. And then I went on to the names of Hattie, and I went on to Joanna's, and I went to Priscilla, I went to Denise, I went to Tyrone. I just, you know, and I got your names because I did call it out. And I just thank God, because each one had great wisdom. And as I look over my life, I was thinking, and I think I was sharing it with my daughter about 30 years ago when I first got saved. I was saved more than that, but about 30 years ago, we was having Bible study at Mars Brown Church, and one of the ministers, Reverend, and he would do the Bible study. So this particular time, he didn't come in. He didn't come in, and when he came in late. So one of the deacons got up, and they came toward me, and they said, "You have to do the Bible study." Now, I just got saved. I know I didn't know what I know, but God did. So I heard the Lord loudly. He said, "Yes, you can. Get up." And I did. And I got up, and I was speaking on James, the book of James, about we can be hearers of the word, but are we doers? And James, the book of James touched me right there. So I knew God was leading my life to higher and better things, because he was calling me to be bold. I was on the altar and didn't know I was going to be called and whatever. So, you know, so I just thank him so much of the boldness. And I tell my granddaughter, Tavira, that was on the phone the other day, and my daughter and family, whatever we got in us, like Reverend Bradford always encourages us, we got it in us. Come on, bring it out, bring it out. So I just thank God so much for every woman, every man, everything he called us. Are we embracing what God is calling us for? And I didn't look up embracing, but I was just imagining what bracing is, when you brace your husband, when you embrace your child, when you embrace somebody when they're hurting, when you brace somebody when they're going through trials and tribulations and whatever. And embracing to me is bracing the word of God. Everything that I know that he have taught me, I promise. And I know promises can be broken, but all these years he didn't let me waver. He didn't let me go to the left, and he didn't let me go to the right. He poured whatever he knew that I was going to do. So remind me of Deborah. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. And I thank you, Lord, for just allowing me to open up my mouth, because I know you speak through me and with me. And I thank you ever so much for all that you have done for these wonderful women of God, teaching us, God, day by day, minute by minute, second by second, God, the word of God, because he said the word of God would never, ever come back void. So, Lord, we give you honor this morning. I give you grace, which you have given me, rather, and I lift you up on high, because that's where you live at anyway. You have looking down on and looking down at this whole wide world, and you got the whole wide world in your hands. So we never have to fret. We never have to toil, because you got it all. You said to come to you, seek, knock, and ask, and the door will be open. And the end is saying of Jeremiah 33:3, he has showed me great and mighty things that we all do not of. So, God, I give you glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Deborah, glory be. Embracing God's call. Amen. By the hands of a woman. Amen. Very, very thorough. Amen. Presentation. Our sister Gwen, glory be to God. We want to thank God for all that wonderful information you shared with us. Amen. About Deborah. Amen. Hallelujah. The female judge in Israel and that song. She was a songwriter. Amen. Glory be to God. I like how you set that off. Amen. With the song first. Glory be to God. And, you know, and you really, what you said is that she, God chooses leaders by his standards, not ours. I heard you say that Deborah was the best person for the job. Oh, glory be to God.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful thing? Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. God knew she was a female when he called her to leadership. Ooh,
yes,
she was not power hungry. And another thing said, she gave God all the glory. God all the glory. And you know what? When we focus on Deborah, it just demonstrates what a person can accomplish when God is in control. Oh, my God. Embracing God's call by the hand of a woman. They won, too. They won. Read the story, Seth.
Yes.
You can find it in Judges. Chapter 4, chapter 5, two chapters. Read the story. Amen. It's there in the book. In the book. And the Old Testament times, a woman leader. The New Testament times, women getting a run for the money.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Old Testament times, my God. We want to bless the Lord. Excellent. Thank you, Sister Gwendolyn. Amen. Glory be to God. Very thorough. Amen. You put everything in. You didn't leave nothing out. You put everything in on Deborah. And so we want to thank God. Amen. For you. And thank God for Deborah. And we want to thank God for every woman. Amen. And like you said, every man. As our brother Reed shared with us, God couldn't have done it without a woman.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen. So we bless the Lord. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Amen. Very, very, very thorough. Very thorough. Amen. A lot of good. That's worth listening to again, beloved. That's worth listening to again. Amen. Glory be to God. And then we have our first Afro-American female, amen, Supreme Judge on the Supreme Court. Oh, my God. Thank God for women. Thank God for women.
Yeah,
you know why everybody
yeah.
need to thank God for
Hallelujah.
Women? Because that's how we all got here.
That's right.
We all got here through the womb of some female.
Yeah.
So we need to be thanking God for women. Amen.
Yes.
And to God be praised. Thank you, sister. Thank you. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
Love everybody. God bless y'all.
Sister Gwendolyn, amen. She always has a smile in her voice, a smile in her face. Amen. We just want to thank God for the woman that she is. You can't be sad around Sister Gwen. You can't be sad around Sister Gwen. Glory be to God, because she's going to pump you up with a dose of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're going to be all right in a minute. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. For Deborah. Amen. Embracing God's call by the hands of a woman. Wow. And the Holy Spirit didn't leave the story of Deborah out. When he put that Bible together, he could have left the story of Deborah out. And people would have never known that there was a female national leader in the Old Testament times. In the Old Testament era. A national leader. Amen. And to God be praised. It's so encouraging. It's so encouraging. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God, amen. In form of announcements, amen. Tomorrow we will be sharing on Rhoda, yeah. Gonna find out a little bit about her, amen, in Jesus' name. Today we'll be at the altar prayer, amen, two times at 12 o'clock and then back at 9. We ask that you would join us, amen. Glory be to God, so much to pray for. So much to pray for, and we are praying. Amen. Glory. We will not stop praying. Amen. We're going to pray. We're going to pray, and we're going to keep on praying. Amen. Because when we pray, something happens. When we pray, something happens. Amen. Glory be to God. We'll be surprised how many miracles God has worked on the scene and off the scene because of somebody's prayer. We'll be surprised that our children came home from school, amen, because of somebody's prayer. They untouched and safe. Glory be to God. That car accident was avoided because of somebody's prayer. That fire that wanted to burn your house down did not burn your house down because of somebody's prayer. That food you ate that was bad, that should have gave you food poisoning and killed you, but you didn't die. Why? Because of somebody's prayer. Somebody's prayer. Amen. Let it be your prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right. And 12 o'clock, and then back at 9 o'clock. Meet us at tomorrow morning, Lord's willing, at 5 a.m. on Facebook Live. Amen. For our morning altar. The morning altar is a place where we meet 4 days a week, Tuesdays through Fridays at 5 a.m. Amen. And then we wrap that up, and then we meet here at 6 o'clock. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. I believe that's it for right now. I believe that's it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good day. It's going to be a good day. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Believe it. Receive it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is just pouring so many things out of me. I was talking with somebody via text. Amen. Glory be to God. And they told me that they felt like they was going to hear bad news. They felt like they was going to hear bad news. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so, I told them, and I want to thank God because this is the chapter that I'll be writing in my book this week, and the Holy Spirit just dropped it in me. Amen. This is how the Holy Spirit's been dealing with me now. Like, I'm like real fertile in the Spirit. But the Holy Spirit told me to tell the person, change your thought channel. Ooh. God, that thing was so powerful. I had to write that down just in case I tried to act like I was forgetting. He said, change your thought channel. My God. I don't know. I might even change the name of my book. Amen. Glory be to God. That was awesome. Change your thought channel. All right. Everybody have a good day, a lovely day, a fantastic day, a marvelous day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Walk in the blessing. Amen. The blessing manifestation is already here. Father, we thank you for Sister Gwendolyn. We thank you for her boldness, Father God. We thank you for her due diligence, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for her spirit of just for being so thorough, so complete, Father God, in kingdom business. And we want to thank you, Father, for the delivery on Deborah today. We are encouraged by this national leader. A national leader, Father God. She was a wife and a mother. And she didn't take none of the glory, Father. She gave all the glory back to you. My God, she was not a power-hungry female, Father God. Bullying people, Father God. Hallelujah. And controlling folks, Father God. But she was a leader who knew how to be a leader, Father God. And we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you for Deborah. Father God, as we go out today, stay in the day, whatever we do today, Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, premature death. No plague will come nigh our dwelling. Father God, we ask that you would cover all of us and all of our families, God, under the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God. Oh, God, that the blood would be on the doorpost. The blood would be everywhere, Father. We ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, Father. Every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract. We decree and we declare that we will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, God. And God, we thank you for all the females that's rising up, Father God, even right now. In government and abroad, Father God, in your kingdom, Father God, women leaders in your kingdom, Father God, oh, glory be to God. You said there's neither male nor female in your kingdom, Father God, because it's you that's getting the glory. It's you that's getting the work. And so we thank you. We thank you for what President Biden is doing by acknowledging women, Father God, and acknowledging women of color. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for this man. He's our president. Some people don't like him. Father God, some people didn't like Jesus either. So shall it be. So, Father, we say thank you. We say thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of meet us at the altar of prayer. Bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today. Anoint them, Father. Anoint them with Holy Ghost power to host the call in Jesus' name. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, for exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may his face shine upon you and give you peace, give you grace. Amen. Walk in the blessings today, because the blessing manifestation is already here. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And remember, amen, as our sister Gwen shared with us today, hallelujah, that the life of Deborah demonstrates what a person can accomplish when God is in control, when you let God have his way. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia, signing out. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you.